kissfm.com.au.
Joining me in the studio now is Dr. Motta. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome to Melbourne. It's not your first time here, I know.
Yes, I've been here many times in the 90s, and I think the last time was 2001. I was playing here on a huge event. Yeah.
And, of course, you're known for your association with Love Parade.
Yes, and this is what I invented in 1989 in Berlin.
Yes, I recently went to the Zurich Street Parade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which I guess is the only kind of thing like that in Europe now. Would you agree with that?
Well, with 1 million people coming together on the street and dancing together to electronic dance music, I would say yes.
I think it's about, they get about 500,000 there for the one there.
Okay,
yeah. But no, you were the one to do it first. And of course, nowadays, I think you have a mixed emotions about it. Would that be right, as far as the early days were good, but then what happened later?
Well, this is how things go. You make decisions, you have a company, you have partners, and you discuss things. And at the end, there was no money anymore to produce Love Parade in Berlin anymore. And then we got the decision to sell it to a guy who came to us and said he wants to produce it and bring it back to Berlin. And it went like pretty in a thing that... The owner, it was the owner of a fitness company, and a big fitness chain, and he brought it from Berlin into the Ruhr area, and it happened in Essen, Dortmund, and Duisburg. And in Duisburg, we had a big catastrophe with like 21 people died, and many, many people get injured, and lots of thousands of people have a trauma. And this was like a shock for me and anyone who was like into Love Parade and the whole thing. And that it's like pretty bad that it happened like that.
Obviously.
But on the other hand, it's still in the heart of the people. Yeah. So what I see is like it's still something we established,
The positive side of it.
Of course, yeah.
Which originally, when it started, was all about music and, I guess, expression of people's free choice to do things like, you know, run down the street and play loud music and...
Yes, it was like we reclaimed the street for the people and we said it's like for love... peace and pancake. Yeah, so like, the idea was to have a protest march with our music. Yeah, and like when I see the first poster, is there was a sentence saying this year and forever. So the idea was that we will continue every year to have this. At the end, every country in the world having a love parade, and then with it we support world peace. Let's bring our people together was the idea, and then automatically we will all join it and make friends and just having war on this planet.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that I think you must find quite absurd about it is looking at that time then and now looking at Las Vegas and what's called dance music now, and the two juxtapositions of that as far as the ultra-commercialism of DJ culture and dance music in Las Vegas versus what was the intentions you guys had in Berlin. Did you ever see or think that, you know, it would be so extreme now between the concepts of early electronic music and what goes on?
You see, I discover discovered commercial music since so electronic commercial music since 1992. So this is nothing new. So it goes really massive, and why not? Many people are successful. They're selling a lot of music. They bring people into electronic dance music. I'm not against music because it opens the mind of the heart, the people, and it brings people together and they dance and stuff like that.
It's not so much, I guess, the music I'm talking about, but just the blatant commercialization of it, which was the exact opposite of what you were trying to do.
I I don't listen to it. I don't like it. But at the end, I don't want to say any bad about fair that enough. Because at the end, it's electronic dance music.
Yes. Yeah?
So the music I like is something else. It's more related to a history of subculture.
Well, this is what I was going to get to next. Because you're here not only for Face the Music, which you're speaking at.
Yes.
You're also here for a Goethe Institute exhibition, would be the correct word.
Yeah. Exactly, and it will open tonight, and it's a RMIT gallery, and it's about geniale Dilettanten. So it means brilliant dilettantes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like invented by Blixa Bargeld, by Anschluss Neubauten, and a guy called... I forgot the name.
That's all right.
A guy from Tödliche Doris, yeah?
Yes.
And it was a nice starting event of it, and it called Untergangsshow, yeah? And it was a festival in a tent called Tempodrom in Berlin in 1981. And it was really nice to see all these bands the first time, yeah? And it was like bands like Malaria and Die Haut, not Die Haut, but a pre-thing of that, what Leben, Arbeiten and stuff like that. It was like a good beginning and the root of subculture, yeah? And because it was an interesting time, because Berlin was divided and it was easy living there. It was really cheap to rent a flat and stuff like that. And so there was like a... a ground, yeah?
Grassroot or ground?
No, a ground where you can grow out of a lot of creativity in any direction, yeah? Filmmakers and book writers and musicians and stuff, anything, yeah? And it was like a good living for punks, for gay people and stuff like that.
It was like a thought of that way.
Everything of a anti-culture, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's still thought of that way, though. Would you not agree, Berlin, as a melting pot of culture and artistic endeavor?
Yes, still is, yeah, but also like a lot of profit-making people in there, in the city, and even like in a subculture level, it's a lot of profit going on, yeah, because like we have 30 million overnight stayers in Berlin, so and 70% of these people come about what they know about from the city. It's like, this is a wild, creative nightlife city.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have... 880 event locations in any directions. We have 250 clubs going on. It's like massive, yeah? Mm-hmm. They come from all over the world still, yeah?
Yeah.
And the basis of this is like the invention of electronic music, and it's like also what was going on in the 70s in Berlin, yeah? Like we have Klaus Schulze was living in Berlin, and Tangerine Dream coming from Berlin, and many, many other bands, yeah? It's like, and that's because it was easy living, yeah? Mm-hmm. We had no army in West Berlin, it was just the allies, yeah? They were like... controlling the city, and they said no, there cannot be a German army anymore, so people who don't want to go to the army, they came to West Berlin, and mainly creative people, and that was the foundation of it, yeah, so that is now the result of that we have so many people coming to Berlin because
still,
of this.
Yeah, yeah. The exhibition, what do you cover in there as art-wise? Is it the street art, or is it, what sort of the content in the exhibition?
Yeah, what we what Goethe is showing is like the music of at the beginning of the music, yeah, because it was like also a grassroots thing, something like, yeah, and showing both sides. One side is like what was in the beginning of the 80s in Berlin going on music-wise, and on the same side you see what was at the same time in Melbourne going on, and this is what I really like.
Yes,
so
yes.
They show both sides, yeah.
Right.
And there's similarity because we have also like Nick Cave has been in Berlin doing music with Blixa Bargeld from Einschuss und Neubauten and stuff like that, and you can see that and you can experience it. Yeah, because there's a nice program and it will last till February.
So it's an audio-visual experience or purely...
Lots of original pictures you see, and you see also pictures from one important location called SO36, yeah. SO36, yeah, located in Kreuzberg, and still is going on. That's really good, yeah.
It's a club?
Or it was an event location first, yeah, evented by an artist, and yeah,
it's still a, it's still a place still, to still be there, creative,
yeah, which is good, yeah. Yeah. But we also see the gentrification in Berlin, and we see also that they had to fight to be there. They have to build a wall to block out some sound to the neighbors and stuff like that. So it's like, yeah. All so right. The original Berliners love the SO36, and the newcomers, they hate it. So it's their problem, we say. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to stick around for another chat after a track, or are you in a hurry?
Okay.
Or no, I think you're in a hurry. Yes, you are.
Let me see.
I've just been given
be okay.
That's Malachi, Get a Life, and someone who has gotten a fantastic life story is Dr. Motta, who is sitting here with me, and we've been talking all things Love Parade, all things Goethe Institute, and the exhibition opens tonight.
Yes, Geniale Dilettanten, subculture from the 1980s in Germany at Swanson Street, Melbourne 3000, Swanson Street 344.
That's just the RMIT.
RMIT Gallery, exactly. Yeah. And if you want to know more about it, you can go to www.rmit.edu.au/RMIT Gallery.
Two questions for you. One, you're speaking at Face the Music. What are you speaking on, anything in particular, or is it sort of a conversational sort of thing? What is
I will talk about Love Parade, actually. Yeah. And then... yeah, that's basically it.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's it started as a subculture and went public worldwide. Yeah, so it's a phenomenon that I like to show to the audience.
Well, I'd like to, on behalf of everybody, thank you for what you did.
Okay. Thank you.
Because it certainly did change a lot of people's lives for the better. Unfortunately, some bad things happened, but for most people, it was a very positive experience.
Yeah, and many people say this changed their life. Mm-hmm. So Love Parade changed my life too.
Yeah. And what are you nowadays? What are you up to, Dr. Motta?
Excuse me?
What are you doing nowadays generally?
I'm running my Praxis label. Mm-hmm. And I do music, and do music with other guys, like with Tom Wex or Gabriel Lamar, Robert Babich.
Mm-hmm. Robert Babich, like
Yeah. I've done an experimental electronic album that will be presented soon. And
Dr. Motta album release will be? Or?
So I have an alter ego that called Euphorism. And it will be presented as Euphorism, Dr. Motta's Euphorism. And it's like the idea was to bring dreams into music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it will be an experimental album, like with different sounds. I made it with no computer, but it's electronic dance, electronic music. Yeah? Very different, with no breaks between 38 tracks.
Right.
So 1 hour, precisely 1 hour music. And... I wanted to make emotions, like in the old way, in the old tradition of Detroit, to bring emotions into music.
For the Detroit sort of analog techno emotive experience?
Something like that, yeah. Yes. Like the way they did it in 1985, something like that. Yeah.
And when will that be out?
I don't know yet.
Well, if people want to find out when it might be out, what's the best way to keep up to date with you?
Well...
Twitter, or are you a Twitterer?
I'm a Twitterer, of course. And I'm a Facebooker, and I'm everywhere. You can find me everywhere. So if you type my name into any search machine, I will appear on the first thing, because...
Not many people call Dr. Motta.
That's right. Yes. If you go to my website, it's www.drmotte.de. You find my networks and you see what's going on. And
pleasure to have you in. And good luck with the exhibition and Face the Music tomorrow. And thank you for coming in. And thank you for, like I said, for the Love Parade and what it's done for me and many other people.
Yes, and my last word is anything is possible every day.
Thank you.